So something that I've been saying all year, all season, all the way back from our meet in December to, you know, up until the Valentine Invitational, the Don Kirby invite a couple weeks ago, is I don't like where we're at, but I love where we're going. And, you know, that whole description has been talking about not looking forward to the future and ignoring the present, but it's about what we're doing in the present and the direction that this program is heading and everyone that's currently on the bus right now. But even still, with that explanation, I have to retract and say, I love where we're at. Today was a beautiful day of camaraderie. It was a beautiful day of competition. It was a beautiful day of compassion and love for one another. And, you know, proud is an understatement of mine of this program and the work that we've done from top to bottom. First, starting with our staff, Grant Cartwright, Jordan Carpenter, Sarah Macy. They've done a phenomenal job in supporting the student athletes and putting their faith and trust in themselves, being the student athletes, and, you know, making the vision clear about what is possible in this program. Our support staff, our partial assistant coaches, our administration, our athletic training was phenomenal this weekend, and just keeping everyone dialed in and tuned up both physically and mentally. And the student athletes themselves, this is their team. This is their meet. This is their process. And we are exactly where we want to be right now in this process. And it's a beautiful spot to get double trophies 4 years into my tenure here, and really 4 years into the tenure of the seniors of where we were 4 years ago. A distant fifth place and 40 points on the men's side, a distant third place on the women's side, to double trophying. If I'm not mistaken, we haven't double trophied since 2016. That means something to break up the academies now. They've been king and queens of the hill, and, you know, we're climbing, we're ascending very quickly. You know, the big thing today that we called to was, it's not about the mark, it's about the moment. And we had a lot of beautiful moments. And it wasn't just about the marks themselves, but the what went into them. There were many occasions where our backs were against the wall, both in the field and on the track, and we pushed back instead of being pushed over. For instance, you know, a big step in the right direction, Lisa Wehenmeyer is someone that, you know, that she set the tone for the day, quite frankly, and she was one of our first competitors on the track today. She had two fouls in the opening round, and she put it together and made the final and scored for the first time in her career. That meant something. You know, a year ago, it would have been a third foul. Cole Tucker, a year ago at this meet, fouled out as a true freshman, being one of the top three competitors. Today, he had two fouls going into the opening round, and he put it together, and he scraped into the finals, and he got fourth place. That was huge. We had people that scraped and clawed for every point, every hundredth of a second. You know, Isabella Shepherdwood did a phenomenal job. She, you know, Megan Confrey was huge, winning in the 800, scoring 10 points for us and getting her first conference individual championship. But not to be overshadowed, Isabella Shepherd was in last place going into the final stretch, and she scraped out an extra point and got seventh place. Like, we had moments like that everywhere. We also had moments at the top. Logan Popelka, true freshman of the meet, you know, league record 46-8, you know, third place in the 200. You know, he's a name you're going to hear about for years to come. And I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath. I could go on and on. But again, there's too many kids to shout out. Again, the coaching staff was phenomenal, and we seized our moment today, and there's a lot more in the tank. There's a lot more in the tank. So, you know, I'm proud to be you. I'll leave it on that. So thank you guys for your support. Thank you, Terrier Nation, for your support. And thank you to all of BU Athletics. And we look forward to more good things to come.